With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The clock is counting down toward President Trump's deadline for Iran to allow free, unrestricted shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. The president's deadline is tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If Iran fails to heed the deadline, the president vows to hit infrastructure hard, including power plants. The president recently said the U.S. does not rely on or need the strait and that European countries should step up to control the waterway. Iran continues lashing out at some of its Persian Gulf neighbors.
We've heard alerts and sirens sound in the UAE and in Kuwait overnight. What we have seen is an apparent narrowing of targets in Bahrain, Kuwait, and the UAE over the last few days. Iran saying it has been targeting oil and energy infrastructure. And all the while, of course, this messaging on social media from President Trump, who is ramping up his rhetoric again, seemingly emboldened by that rescue of that U.S. air crew deep inside Iran.
The BBC's Lorna Gordon, the daring rescue she refers to, is a safe recovery of the two American aviators whose fighter jet went down in Iran. Iran and the U.S. both in possession of a draft proposal calling for a 45-day ceasefire as well as reopening of the Strait of Hormuz.
That's what two Mideast officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, tell the AP. Egyptian, Pakistani, and Turkish mediators drafted the plan. They hoped the 45-day window would provide enough time for talks to reach a permanent ceasefire. Meanwhile, Iran and the U.S. have not responded to the proposal.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 158 points, the Nasdaq trading 124 points higher. This is SRN News. People around the globe are asked about homosexuality.
The Pew Research Center poll focuses on the morality of that lifestyle. Nigeria checks in as the country where the largest number of people believe that being gay is not morally acceptable, 96%. Other nations that have similar feelings include Indonesia and Turkey. At the other end of the spectrum is Sweden, where 94% think that homosexuality is morally acceptable. In the U.S., 60% of respondents see no problem with being gay. Michael Harrington reporting.
Britons are worried about the decline of Christianity. A new poll from Whitestone Insight finds that 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from the faith will have a negative impact on future generations. Only about 20% of respondents say they think the decline will be good for the country. The survey also reveals that nearly 3 out of 5 Britons think that Christianity does have something to offer the country. This is SRN News. A spectacular explosion and fire leaves one person seriously hurt in Texas.
A tanker truck in Fort Worth hauling gasoline erupted into a fiery blaze on Sunday morning after colliding with another vehicle and knocking over power lines. Fort Worth Fire Department spokesperson Craig Chojasek says the driver was sent to the hospital in critical condition with burn injuries after the power line sparked a fire as he attempted to prevent the gasoline from spreading. The truck was carrying 9,000 gallons of gas. Fire crews worked for hours to contain the blaze. Trochisak says the truck driver was the only person injured. Audio courtesy of Bailey Moss. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Artemis II astronauts set a record today, traveling farther from Earth than anyone ever has when they zip around the far side of the moon before they head back home. More details, SRNNews.com.